Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see, connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And do you know what time it is? Well, it's picnic time. That's right. If you look in your magazine, the name of today's lesson is called Picnic Time. Well, have you ever been on a picnic? They can be quite enjoyable. Carolyn, have you ever been on a picnic?
I have been on many picnics, and perhaps one of the most memorable picnics was one that I went on last year. Mm-hmm. Last July, I went back to the United States for a few weeks, and I got to go on a really great picnic during the 4th of July celebrations and celebrate that holiday with my family.
Well, 4th of July can be the perfect time to have a picnic because you can go with your family and you can see many other people as well. Picnics can be a great time to get together with friends outside, and of course, you take a meal as well, and just enjoy nature outside. Well, it's picnic time, and it is time to get started with the first reading of today's lesson. Let's do that now.
Picnic time. Celebrate summer by eating outside. Instead of eating at the same old restaurant this weekend, why not go on a picnic? If you've never been on one, or if it's been a while, you can discover how good food tastes outdoors. Picnics throughout history. Many believe the first planned outdoor meals took place during medieval times in Europe. The well-organized feasts usually included cold meats and fancy baked goods for wealthy guests of hunting parties.
Hello, friends. This is your word, Lady Ellen. The summer is full of sunny days and wonderful weather. What can you do? Picnics! We'll find out more in today's article, but first, let's take a look at our keywords for the day. Feast. Feast is a noun. I attended 4 wedding feasts last month, and I gained 5 pounds. Literature. Literature is a noun. In our literature class this year, we will read many of the classic novels. Elaborate. Elaborate is an adjective. The dinner was an elaborate event with wonderful food and great entertainment. Leisurely. Leisurely is an adjective. We took a leisurely walk along the beach as the sun was setting. Your more information words are baked goods. Baked goods is a noun. Victorian. Victorian is an adjective. Let's begin.
Well, picnics are a great way to spend some time outside, and at the very beginning we see celebrate summer by eating outside. And we are going to see just how much fun it can be to eat our food outside. We see, instead of eating at the same old restaurant this weekend, why not go on a picnic? What do you think, Gabe? Why not go on a picnic?
Well, yeah, that's an interesting question. We call this a rhetorical question. It's a question where the answer really is, well, of course, you should go on a picnic. And at the beginning of this sentence, we see the phrase, instead of eating at the same old restaurant this weekend. The same old restaurant. Carolyn, does this mean that the restaurant is many years old?
No. This phrase means that it's a place that you go to pretty often, mm-hmm. or it's something that doesn't really change. It's the same every time you're there. So you might say, oh, well, how's your hometown doing? Since I don't live there anymore, I might say, oh, how's my hometown? Oh, it's the same old town. Nothing changed.
Nothing has changed. It's the same old town. Or maybe someone might see me after a long time and tell someone else, he's the same old Gabe. He hasn't changed at all. Or maybe you are going to a restaurant. You can tell your friend, you're just ordering the same old thing. Why don't you try something new? And why don't you go on a picnic? This is a good suggestion.
It is a good suggestion. And continuing, if you've never been on one, or if it's been a while, you can discover how good food tastes outdoors. And it is a very different experience from eating in a restaurant.
That's right. It can be very different to go on a picnic. Of course, food tastes different when you're outside if it's not restaurant food. Often you make it yourself, or someone else that you know makes it for you, and you can take it and enjoy a picnic. Now, we see this word on if you've never been on one. Usually we use the word picnic with the word on. You go on a picnic somewhere.
That's right. And you can discover how good food tastes outdoors. Well, we've got another section here titled Picnics Throughout History. So picnics are not something that is new. It's been around for a while. We see that many believe the first planned outdoor meals took place during medieval times in Europe.
That's right. So many people think that these have been around for a long time. Medieval times in Europe, that was many centuries ago. And we learn more about this. The well-organized feasts usually included cold meats and fancy baked goods for wealthy guests of hunting parties. Well, that's a big sentence. We have a lot to talk about there. And the first thing, of course, is to talk about that word bank word feast. Now, a feast is a meal that you have. But Carolyn, is it usually a small, ordinary meal?
No, when I think of a feast, I think of a huge meal with many different kinds of food and a lot of people, not just something small with 3 or 4 or 5 people, but maybe 10 or 20 people.
That's right. It's usually a big meal. I might think about a Christmas feast or a Thanksgiving feast, the feast you have at Chinese New Year, or a wedding feast, something that you eat with lots of people. And these were well organized. Well, it's a little bit different now. It doesn't really have to be well organized to be a picnic now. You could just do something simple.
But these were well-organized feasts, which needed a lot of planning, and we see that they usually included cold meats, so not hot food you're eating outside, and fancy baked goods. And a baked good is usually a dessert, something sweet that you eat, probably cake or cookies or muffins, something delicious baked goods. And who were these things for, Gabe?
Well, they were for wealthy guests of hunting parties. So, of course, if you're a wealthy guest of something, that you're rich, you have a lot of money, you were invited to join something. And so people were invited to join these picnics. They were wealthy guests of hunting parties. Carolyn, what's a hunting party? I mean, is that kind of a fun celebration where you bring balloons and you dress up and you have a theme? What's going on here?
Not quite, Gabe. This is not that kind of party. Here, a party means a group of people. And this group of people were people who wanted to go hunting. Mm-hmm. So wealthy people would invite their friends and they would all go hunting together. And that would be a hunting party.
Interesting. Okay, so you see this word party is used a little bit differently than the way we usually think about it. Another way you could use this word like this is when you're at a restaurant. You made a reservation and then someone would say, oh, are you a party of five? Yes, a party of five. That means you're a group of five people going to eat at that restaurant.
That's right. Well, now it's time for us to learn something with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 首先我们来看的是 medieval, medieval 这个形容词 ，medi 这个字根有中间的意思，所以 medieval 这个字是指中古世纪的。例如 ，the medieval castle was turned into a museum， 这个中古世纪的城堡变成了一家博物馆。Medieval 也指守旧的或古老的。例如 ，the boss's medieval marketing strategy doesn't compete with our competitors。老板过时的行销策略没办法和我们的竞争者竞争。继续我们看的是 feast 这个名词 ，feast 是指盛宴或者是盛会。例如 ，we're having a big feast next Saturday to celebrate Grandma's birthday。我们下周六要举办盛大的宴会来庆祝奶奶的生日。Feast 也指大量令人享受的事物或飨宴，例如 A trip to Rome is a feast for the eyes， 到罗马一游让人大饱眼福。Feast 也可以当动词，意思是饱餐，例如 The kids feasted on fried chicken and pizza， 这些小朋友快乐地享用炸鸡和披萨。
Well, it is picnic time here at Studio Classroom. That means it's time to learn about picnics. And of course, if you've never been on a picnic, I suggest that you do that soon. Find a day where it's sunny, the weather is nice, and you can go out, bring some friends, bring your family, go on a picnic. So far today, we've talked about a little bit of history of the picnic, and we found out that maybe it started during medieval times in Europe. Well, we're going to continue learning about picnics right now.
Picnic time. During Victorian times in England, picnics were popular because they provided an opportunity for young people to spend time together outdoors. Art and literature began featuring picnics.And popular novelists introduced them in their books as enjoyable social events. A typical Victorian picnic included a delicious meal, sometimes with lobster tail and rich desserts. In addition, picnic goers enjoyed musical entertainment and group games. The food at 20th century picnics became less elaborate and included items like fried chicken, potato salad, and other simple fare.Today, people can take whatever they like to eat, but the focus is on having a simple, leisurely, fun-filled meal outdoors.
Picnics are certainly fun-filled meals. Well, at the beginning of this section, during Victorian times in England, picnics were popular,because they provided an opportunity for young people to spend time together outdoors. Well, that's quite a long sentence. At the beginning of it, we see during Victorian times in England. So this was the time when Queen Victoria was ruling England. What happened after that, Gabe?
Well, these things became popular as people were encouraging young people to spend more time outdoors. Do things that took you outside. I think maybe we should still be encouraging people to do that today. So many people like to spend time inside playing video games or watching TV. It's good to do things outdoors. And picnics are a great way to do that.
That's right. And we also see a result.Art and literature began featuring picnics, and popular novelists introduced them in their books as enjoyable social events. So it sounds like picnics started to become very popular. They were even included in art and literature. Mm-hmm. And literature is a word from our word bank today. Gabe, what is literature?
Well, literature is what is written in a language.When I think of literature, I think of things like books or novels or magazines or even some advertisements, something that will promote an idea of some kind, and it's written in a certain language. Of course, maybe you have studied some Chinese literature, and I hope also some English literature as well.
That's right. Well, here we see that novelists were writing about picnics in their literature. And they were writing about them as something that was enjoyable, an enjoyable social event that you spend time with other people. Well, how does it continue, Gabe?
All right, well, we find out about Victorian picnics. A typical Victorian picnic included a delicious meal. So this is the usual Victorian picnic. And this delicious meal, sometimes with lobster tail and rich desserts. Well, lobster sounds like kind of an expensive thing to have anywhere, especially on a picnic. It's not a cheap meal, but lobster tail sounds kind of good, actually. But Carolyn, can you tell us about rich desserts? What does that mean?
Well, we were talking earlier about how wealthy people had picnics, and this does sound like an expensive picnic, mm-hmm. but that is not what the word rich here means. Here, the word rich dessert means that it's a very full dessert, probably very sweet, and has lots of sugar and butter and cream mm-hmm. and milk. It's a very filling, sweet, rich dessert.
All right, well, we have more to learn about this word dessert with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud. Listen closely to what they have to say.
Hi, friends. Do you ever get confused about the spelling of the word dessert? Should there be one S or two?
There should be two S's. If you spell it with just one S, you'll end up with the word desert.
So, how do you remember that? Well, here's a good way. Just remember, you always want one more dessert. So you'll need one more S when you write the word dessert.
Or you can remember the name Sahara, which is a famous desert. And Sahara only has one S, just like desert.
Now, Ken, the word desert can also be used as a verb, right?
Right, but the pronunciation and meaning change when you use it as a verb. To desert, D-E-S-E-R-T, someone or something, means to leave or abandon that person or thing without intending to return.
If a man deserts his family, then he leaves his family without planning to return.
Or we can talk about a soldier deserting his post in the military. Such a person is called a deserter.
You know, Ken, there's one thing I'd never desert.
Oh yeah, what's that, Steve?
A dessert. Get it? I'd never desert a tasty dessert.
Ah, good one. 今天这一课讲野餐，野餐的美味餐点往往包含了甜点，甜点叫做 dessert。这个字不要跟 desert 沙漠产生混淆，这两个字的拼法只差一个字母 ，dessert 比 desert 多了一个 s。若是你想要避免混淆，只要记住我们吃甜点总是希望能够有两份，因此 dessert 要有两个 s。另外要注意 ，desert 当名词是沙漠。但是当动词就要读作 desert, 表示抛弃、遗弃、潜逃。He deserted his family, 他抛弃了他的家人。而一个 deserter 就是一个逃兵。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Very funny, Steve. I never desert a tasty dessert. Well, we're continuing to learn about these Victorian picnics. In addition,picnic goers enjoyed musical entertainment and group games. So that's not just simply a time to get your friends together and have some food outside. Sometimes it can be a lot bigger than that, right, Carolyn?
That is right, and we learn a little bit more about that in the next paragraph. The food at 20th century picnics became less elaborate and included items like fried chicken,potato salad, and other simple fare. So you can play games, you can have these elaborate festivities, but you can also have things that are more simple. Mm-hmm. But first, let's look at that word elaborate from the word bank. If something is elaborate, then it's very fancy, it's very big, and maybe even complicated.
That's right. There are so many details in something elaborate. It's not simple. It's the opposite of simple. Maybe you heard someone give a speech. It wasn't just a simple speech. It was an elaborate speech. They did a very good job.
Or you might say that someone's home is very elaborate. If it is a very expensive home with lots of art hanging on the walls, very fine decorations, you might say that their house is elaborate. Mm-hmm. But we see that they went from eating lobster tail and rich desserts at these picnics to much more simple fare or simple food, like fried chicken or potato salad. What else do we learn, Gabe?
Today, people can take whatever they like to eat, but the focus is on having a simple, leisurely, fun-filled meal outdoors. That's true. Let's take a look at that word, leisurely, from the word bank. If you do something leisurely, that means you're not stressed when you're doing it. You can take your time.
That's right. It is a very relaxed activity, and picnics should be leisurely. Mm-hmm. It should be just a fun time to get together and eat a meal outdoors.
And you can do other things leisurely as well. You could take a leisurely walk. You could walk at a leisurely pace, not too quick. All right, now it's time for us to continue learning something, well, having fun, actually, with a review skit, and then we'll learn something new with Michelle in the language lab.
What time is it?
I don't know.
It's picnic time.
Picnic time? Great! I love picnics.
Most people do. And tomorrow is International Picnic Day.
Well, wow! Let's have a picnic and celebrate.
Okay. Let's discover how good food tastes outdoors.
Okay. But wait, I have a question.
About picnics?
Yeah! When did people start having picnics?
Good question. Many people believe that the first planned outdoor meals took place in medieval times.
Medieval times? Ooh!
Yeah, those feasts were usually for wealthy guests at hunting parties.
So picnics have a long history.
That's right. And during the Victorian times in England, picnics provided an opportunity for young people to get together.
Oh! So were they popular?
Oh, yes. Soon, art and literature began featuring picnics. They were introduced as enjoyable social events.
Oh, really enjoyable, right?
Oh, yes. A typical picnic included a delicious meal with lobster tails and rich desserts. They also had musical entertainment and games.
Well, hooray! Let's have a picnic! Will we have lobster tails?
No. Today's picnics are less elaborate, with fried chicken and other simple fare.
Oh, well, sounds good to me. You bring the food and I'll bring the fun.
Okay.
好，接下来我们看的是 elaborate 这个形容词，注意它的 O 是发的音念成 elaborate。Elaborate 是指精致的或者是精心制作的。例如 ,the elaborate hairstyle took hours to complete. 这个很精致的发型花了好几个小时才做完。Elaborate 也可以当动词，意思是指详细规划或解释。注意这时候 R 的后面的 A 要发成 A, 念成 elaborate。例如 ,the police refused to elaborate on the case. 警方不愿意对这个案件详加解释。最后我们看的是 leisurely 这个形容词，注意它的字尾虽然是 ly， 但是 leisurely 可以当形容词。leisurely 在这里是指悠闲的或从容的，例如 these tourists walked at a leisurely pace， 这些游客以悠闲的步调慢慢的走，或者是 Fiona had a leisurely lunch with her best friends， Fiona 和她最好的朋友们吃了顿悠闲的午餐。leisurely 同样可以当副词，意思就是悠闲地或者是从容地。例如 ,we leisurely strolled along the beach. 我们沿着海滩悠闲地散步。And now let's get back to our teachers.
We have learned a lot about the history of picnics today and how they've changed over the years. And if you want to know a little bit more about picnics, there are some fun facts that you can find on page 24 of your magazine. Now, Gabe, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Where would you go for a picnic?
Well, I think anywhere where there's a body of water, like a lake or a river, that's a good place to have a picnic, because usually those make beautiful places, beautiful scenery there.
That is very true. Lakes and rivers do have beautiful scenery. If you aren't near a lake or a river, you might simply go to a park. They are wonderful for picnics as well. Well, we have more to learn about picnics tomorrow, right here on Studio Classroom. See you then.
Goodbye.
In our last episode, Sherry just found out that Unlai was Winston's brother, and that he was willing to do anything to get the fortune that now belonged to Sherry. Are Jin Fan and Jason still working on their plan to rescue her? Find out what happens in this next episode of The Stranger.
So, my kidnapper was Lin Unlai, the brother of Winston. Strangely, my mother never talked about her relationship with Winston until just before she died. But when she did finally tell me, she was very careful to warn me about Winston's brother, the evil, greedy, and jealous Unlai. Now I knew why he recognized my face at the airport. He asked me if I had been in Taiwan before, and I told him that I hadn't, but that my mother had. That's when he must have realized I was Debbie's daughter.
But I don't understand why you kidnapped me.
Let's just say that I'm giving back what I owe my brother and his son, Jun Fan.
Jun Fan? Wait a minute. Do you mean the guy I met today is Winston's son?
What? You met him today?
Well, I met A. Jun Fan at the Toastmaster's office. He also said that he recognized my face.
Join us next time for more of The Stranger.